Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of the day, we'll have sunny skies in the upper 80s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, occasional showers and thunderstorms in the upper 60s with wind gusts as high as 20. For tomorrow, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, sunny skies, warm with a high near 90. Friday night, mostly clear, we'll drop down to 66. For Saturday, we'll continue with sunny skies at 93. Right now, it's 66. Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Good Thursday. Federal prosecutors alleging that two Topeka businessmen and another from the Kansas City area participated in a rent-a-van scheme to defraud the federal government by setting up companies to gain federal contracts meant for specific groups, such as disabled military veterans. In a civil action filed in Kansas City, federal prosecutors allege the three men set up front companies in a fraud that cost the government about $352 million. Kansas Governor Jeff Collier says the state of Kansas will renew its partnership with a group that strengthens economic ties between the state of Kansas and Japan. In 2012, then-Governor Sam Brownback dropped the state's membership in the Midwest U.S.-Japan Association, citing the $2,000 annual cost of membership. Collier said this week that Kansas will rejoin the Regional Trade Organization. Kansas News on the Mid-America Network.
Isn't it great that the food you crave can be so good for you? Beef is easy to love because it tastes so great. Beef Month is a time to celebrate the farmers and ranchers who work hard every day to raise safe and nutritious beef. This May Beef Month message is brought to you by
the Kansas Beef Council, who knows your favorite dinner experiences start at the meal case and the right cut of beef works for any occasion on any budget.
Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Mid-America Ag Network is your one-stop shop for markets, news, and weather. From the planting season to the harvest season to the prepping season, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you informed on the latest trends, discussions, and technology. Plus, with up-to-the-minute market reports and daily reviews on commodity prices, you're sure to make the best decisions as a farmer and family with the best information. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag.
Federal prosecutors have indicted two online gamers and the California man accused of making the hoax calls that led Wichita police to fatally shoot an unarmed man in December. The indictment unsealed yesterday charges 25-year-old Tyler Barris with conspiracy, false information and hoaxes, interstate threats, and other crimes. Two other gamers, Casey Viner of Ohio and Shane Gaskell of Wichita, face federal charges of conspiracy, obstruction of justice, and wire fraud. Heading into the Memorial Day weekend, gas prices across the Sunflower State have continued to steadily increase, rising another 8 cents to an average of $2.71 per gallon statewide. The Hutch Post reports that Howard in Elk County has the highest price for gasoline at $2.94 a gallon, Grantville in Jefferson County the state's lowest at $2.54. And despite the high prices, AAA of Kansas says more travelers will be on the roads this weekend than since 2005. Mid-America Network News.
I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Most customers I work with just want to know for sure that their insurance will cover what it says it will. They don't want a hassle with multiple phone calls, and they want to talk face-to-face with someone they know who is honest. We work hard to be that kind of agency. If you come to trust and depend on Blue Valley Insurance, we thank you. We'll always do our best to serve you at Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, good Thursday. A former Omaha youth pastor accused of sexually assaulting a 15-year-old girl has been sentenced to 10 to 20 years in prison after pleading guilty to a reduced charge. The Omaha World Herald reports that 35-year-old Clint Bitter was sentenced yesterday in Sarpy County District Court for a count of attempted first-degree sexual assault. Authorities say he had sex with the girl in 2017. He was fired from Christ Community Church in Omaha after he was charged. A Bellevue woman can convicted of animal cruelty after she left two dogs to die in a hot car in August of 2016 has been sentenced to a year of prison. Omaha television station KETV reports that 38-year-old Ashley Alberts Roach was sentenced yesterday in Sarpy County District Court. The judge rejected her attorney's request for probation, and Alberts Roach is also banned from owning or having a dog in her possession for the next 30 years. Mid-America Network News.
Hello, this is Carrie at the El Dorado Livestock Auction. This week we're going to have a good run of cattle. We'll have around 500 or 600 head of cattle. A couple of our featured consignments this week will be 60 head of steer and heifer calves off of wheat that have been weaned a long time. That'll weigh 700 to 800 pounds. And then we're going to have 8 head of purebred Angus virgin bull calves here. These calves will be 15 to 22 months old, and they'd be calving ease type of bulls that a person could put on heifers. If you have any questions about any of our consignments, or if you'd like to give us some consignments of your own, give us a call at 316-320-3212, and you can check out a complete list of our consignments and upcoming sales at www.eldoradolivestock.com.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54, is sale every Thursday, 11 a.m.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville USD 364 School Board met last Wednesday. The superintendent gave an update on discussion with the City of Marysville and Police Department about the possibility of contracting for a full-time school resource officer. USD 364 would fund 75% of salary and benefits, with the City of Marysville picking up the additional 25%. The officer would be full-time for Marysville schools during the school year and be available for city responsibilities during spring and Christmas break and the summer months. A grant program is available. Marysville Police Chief Todd Ackerman is applying for a grant for funding on a declining annual basis. The board approved resignation of Heather Hebel, preschool teacher, and retirement of Kathy Yeager, special services secretary, and approved appointments with a certified contract offered to Allison Krause as social worker, Shelby Cherney as part-time social worker, Aaron Wurtenberger as part-time physical therapist, and the board extended Superintendent Bill Mullins' two-year contract one additional year through June 30th, 2020, with a 3% salary increase for 2018-19. There will be a special board meeting Wednesday, May 23rd, 6 p.m. at school district office. River Valley Extension District is offering a babysitting clinic for youth 11 years old and older to be held Thursday, May 31st in Washington at Colonial Acres from 1:30 until 4. Topics include responsibilities and how to handle different situations, ages and stages of children, appropriate snacks, toys, etc., as well as basic first aid. Pre-registration is requested. Phone 785-243-8185. This babysitting clinic through River Valley Extension District, Thursday, May 31st, 1:30 until 4 at the Colonial Acres Community Room in Washington. Elsa Mary Catherine Colley Carlisle, age 101 of Lynn, passed away Monday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church, Lynn. Burial of a church cemetery. Family visitation Sunday, 5 until 7, at the Ward Funeral Home of Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Elsa Colley Carlisle.
Danielle E. Hildebrand, age 44 of Blue Springs, passed away Saturday. Memorial service Friday at 1 o'clock at the Harmon Wright Mortuary Beatrice. Interment in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 9 until 7, at the Harmon Wright Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Danielle Hildebrand.
Deborah Runnebaum, age 64 of Axtell, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial of a church cemetery. Rosary Friday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Friday, 10 until 5 at the Axtell-Landreth Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Deb Runnebaum. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, sausage links, French toast casserole, asparagus, and fresh fruit. Tomorrow, hamburger, beans, pea salad, watermelon, and ice cream cups. Last day of school for Marysville USD 364, dismissal at noon today. KNDY News time is 7:14.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Is your concrete looking a little rough? Let Inline Construction pour a new patio, sidewalk, or driveway to complement your home or business. We offer stamped and stained concrete for a unique and custom look. Inline can also replace or add a concrete approach for your commercial building or farm shed. Call Inline today at 562-5525 for all your concrete needs.
If you haven't been to Sheer Quality Furniture, formerly Hill Home Furnishings, in the last few months, you need to stop in and take a look. So much has changed. New items, updated and modern styles, furnishings, and gifts. Or custom design your own style with every detail up to you, choosing from an array of leathers and fabrics to create your own perfect pieces. Financing is available. Sheer Quality Furniture. When you're ready for quality, you're ready for Sheer. In Beatrice at 116 North 5th Street or SheerQualityFurniture.com.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by Weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, the main story is the very warm summer-like temperatures as we head throughout the rest of this week and continuing into the weekend. We're going to see temperatures hit the lower 90s tomorrow all the way through the Memorial Day weekend and even continuing into the early parts of next week. It does look like with a slow-moving low-pressure system, could see some more showers and thunderstorms tonight and into tomorrow. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of Thursday, sunny skies, upper 80s, wind gusts as high as 25. Tonight, isolated showers and thunderstorms, cloudy, upper 60s, wind gusts as high as 20. For tomorrow, sunny, isolated showers and thunderstorms with a high near 90. Winds will be from the southwest at 5 and 10. Friday night, mostly clear with a low of 66. As we head into the weekend, we'll have sunny skies, warm with a high of 93. Saturday night, mostly clear at 67. And Sunday, once again, sunny skies, lower 90s. And that's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late May, 78. Record high on this date, 95 in 1939. The average low, 57. The record low, 39 in 1963. Sunset this evening, 8:36. Sunrise in the morning at 6:02. Sunshine, 68 degrees. A south wind is light. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 24th of May. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
I take great pride in my lawn. My Raptor zero-turn mower from Hustler gives me the perfectly manicured cut I want. With the power, strength, and speed of a professional zero-turn mower, I quickly maneuver around obstacles with ease, allowing me to maneuver around life's most difficult obstacle, time. Hustler Turf. Quality tools designed to improve quality of life.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is your Hustler authorized dealer. See Terry, Luke, or Kim, or visit BlueValleyTrailers.com.
The Caps finally get over the Eastern Conference hump. A sea of green puts the Cavaliers on edge. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports.
The Washington Capitals' improbable run lives on into the month of June.
On WFED, the long wait is over. The Washington Capitals are going back to the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time in 20 years after a Game 7 4-0 blowout road victory in Tampa Bay. Alex Ovechkin, who scored 62 seconds into the game, will play in his first championship series.
I think we've been waiting this moment for a long time. We get what we want. We understand what does it have to take to be in the final.
Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals between the Capitals and Golden Knights on Memorial Day in Las Vegas. And the Celtics are a victory away from reaching the NBA Finals after winning their 10th straight playoff game at home, 96-83 over the Cavaliers in Boston. Rookie Jason Tatum, 24 points.
I mean, I just enjoy playing in the big moments, in the big games. I think that's when I have the most fun, when things are on the line and, a lot of guys stepped up.
Game 6 in Cleveland on Friday night. This is ABC Sports. The Yankees lit up the scoreboard. Nothing new there, but so did the Rangers.
It is just over the wall. A home run for Guzman.
On KRLD, Texas wins it 12-10. The Angels rally in the ninth to beat the Blue Jays.
Here's the 0-2, and he chops that one by the mound and threw into center field. This is going to score two more.
On KLAA, Andrelton Simmons with the go-ahead single. Angels soar 5-4. Indian starter Adam Plutko took a no-hitter into the seventh inning against the Cubs.
Line drive down the right field line. Base hit, the first of the game for the Cubs.
On WTAM, Rizzo breaks up the no-no, but the Indians held on for the 1-0 win. And the Red Sox make it four straight with a ninth inning rally against Tampa Bay.
Down the left field line, rolling toward the corner. J.D. will score.
On WEEI, Boston beats the Rays 4-1. NFL news, the league has a new national anthem policy. Players are required to stand during the anthem, but have the option to remain in the locker room. Todd Ant, ABC.
Can equip
you.
You probably danced with your girl at least once before you married her. Well, Can Equip in Marysville will be hosting a ride and drive event on Saturday, May 26th from 11 to 1. Can Equip will have New Holland tractors, windrowers, and skid loaders, along with other equipment you might want to try out. There'll also be Kubota mowers and tractors, along with Bobcat skid loaders and Walker mowers to test drive. Our local FFA will be serving up hot dogs with all the fixings for a donation. Come see the newest Can Equip has to offer. Lots to test drive and compare to get the right equipment for all the jobs around your property. Come by Can Equip at 1152 Pony Express Highway, Saturday, May 26th, 11 to 1. See you there.
Can Equip Can. Can Equip Can Equip you to make you better at what you do.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Sources are saying the preliminary trade agreement between China and the U.S. announced over the weekend raises more questions than answers. And no one knows how soon it will come together and when things are going to start to happen. While China has agreed to buy significantly more American ag products, there aren't any hard numbers attached to that promise just yet. So U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross traveling to Beijing to negotiate some long-term agriculture and energy sales contracts. But during a television appearance, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin was talking about an agreement as evidence of China's new commitment to buy American products, with something that may have already been accomplished last fall. But one agriculture commodity that is seeing rewards once again is U.S. sorghum. Tim Lust is executive director of the National Sorghum Producers. He says those ships that were on the way to China and were diverted may be heading back.
So we're certainly excited to see the change and the 178% tariff coming off. Even media reports in the last few hours about boats that were sold to China and then resold to other countries and now have been bought back by China and have turned around for the second time in the ocean and are now headed back to China. So certainly been a lot of going on there, but very good news that has came off and that we continue to look at the opportunities to move forward with trade there with our largest customer.
Reliable and relevant. We're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Wednesday was a very pleasant day in our ag futures markets. We saw some very nice plus signs all through. Corn, wheat, soybeans were all on the upside. Live cattle, feeder cattle, and hogs finished well also. July corn up 3 3/4 at 408.5. September corn up 3 3/4 at 417.25. All three wheat markets in the green. July KC wheat up 11.25, 551.75. September up 11 at 570.25. So some nice positives there. July soybeans up 8 3/4 at 1039.25. August beans up 9 at 1043.25. The products finished nicely also. July soybean meal was 320 higher at 380.70. August bean meal was up $3 at 380.50. July soy oil was up 19 points at 31.70. August up 19 at 31.82. So things looked good across the soy complex. Corn and wheat did very nicely as well. June live cattle up 55 at 105.45. August live cattle up 215 at 102.80. May feeder cattle up 95 at 134.90. August feeders up 262 at 143.35. Each of the later months was up, many by more than a dollar and some by more than $2 in both live cattle and feeder cattle. So very strong day there. Hogs finished well also for a change. June hogs 74.60. That was up 147. July hogs at 76.22. That up 110. So a very strong day across the livestock complex on Wednesday. Cotton was mixed. July was down 39 points at 86.96, but October was up 1 point at 85.21, and all the later months were in the green as well. Crude oil did not do well. July crude down 46 cents at 71.74. But all in all, for the most part, a very positive day for corn, wheat, soybeans, cattle, and hogs. Market update from Mid-America Ag Network.
At Starseed, our sudden service, dependability, and exceptional product quality are what set us apart from the competition. We offer a lineup of high-performance forages that deliver outstanding tonnage with superior digestibility. Don't miss out this season. Try one of our premium forage varieties. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com for all your seed needs.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
I am again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. Well, we may be a land of plenty, but oh, there is plenty of waste. More about that after this.
I know you love your glass ceramic cooktop, except when it's time to clean it. So let me tell you about one product that will leave your cooktop sparkling clean. It's Wink Glass Ceramic Cooktop Cleaner, strong enough to remove those greasy, grungy spots and yet gentle enough for smooth top ranges. It cleans, polishes, and conditions smooth top ranges. And special conditioners leave a protective coating which helps prevent scratches. That's Wink Cooktop Cleaner. Learn more at WHINK.com.
It is a problem that we all face, not only here, but other countries as well. Here, especially, though, because here, the United States, is where much of the food consumed in the world is produced. It doesn't get talked about much, but it's a huge problem, and that is food waste. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue hosted a food waste roundtable recently. It's expected to be the first of many events regarding food waste. The roundtable at the USDA included Representative Chelly Pingree of Maine and David Young of Iowa, along with food industry leaders and others. Secretary Perdue says the nation's agricultural abundance should be used to nourish those in need, not fill the trash. He added that so many people work on food waste issues in their own spheres, but it's time to change the culture and adopt a holistic approach to get everyone working together and sharing ideas. He said he commends Representatives Pingree and Young for addressing this issue on Capitol Hill and for their desire to find collaborative and common sense solutions. He says the USDA is committed to working with everyone involved from farm to fork. And how about some numbers to quantify this problem? Food loss and waste eats up nearly 40% of the food supply in the United States. Who's to blame? Well, we are. The USDA says consumers are responsible for most food loss and waste in the United States, racking up almost 90 billion pounds each year. That's about 20% of the food supply. The retail sector is responsible for about 10%, about 43 billion pounds. My, oh my. Meanwhile, the Farm Bill debate moved over to the House last week, and while there are so many parts of the Farm Bill more important to those of us in rural America, the focus was on the SNAP program, the Food Assistance Program, and the insistence from some members of Congress that those receiving assistance work for their assistance. Here's a montage of some of the debate, or, well, some of the statements made by members of Congress.
Restricting the work requirements is going to have to be a part of what we do.
We have to have a farm bill. Let's avoid doing things that would try to kill the process.
The process for this farm bill was a sham.
And I hope that we don't do so much damage that we can't pull this back together at the end of the day and get this done.
And I hope my colleagues will look not just at the SNAP program, but also at the certainty that we're going to provide to very hardworking farm families across this country.
No party can do this alone. It's too big of a job.
And on it goes. Back after this.
It doesn't matter if it's countywide or just a section or two. A hailstorm in your area can destroy or severely damage your crops in a matter of minutes. Take the stress out of seeing those storm clouds building and that thunder rumbling by adding Crop Hail to your coverage. Crop Hail is a very affordable and simple way to extend your risk protection plan and add peace of mind. Check out our great rates and bind your Crop Hail coverage by June 1st for spring crops to receive a 12% discount. Call Alliance Insurance today, 785-562-2393.
America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Sale day is Thursday at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Early consignment listings for the sale today: 11 black cow-calf pairs, 4 to 6 years old, 22 red and black Charolais steers and heifers weighing 4 to 6, 50 crossbred steers and heifers, 450 to 7, 15 red and black steers and heifers, 475 to 6, 125 black steers and heifers, 475 to 7, 16 black heifers weigh 5 to 6, 8 8 black crossbred steers and heifers 6 to 7, 20 black steers 675 to 7 and a quarter, 15 crossbred steers and heifers 7 to 8, and 36 Holstein steers weigh 7 to 9. Early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. 7:30 from KNDY. Sunny and 68 degrees this hour. Highs approach 90 today. Almost summer-like feel in the forecast for the next several days.
It took them extra innings, but the Royals did win a series yesterday. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports. Drew Butera had a two-run single in the 10th inning, and the Kansas City Royals earned a 5-2 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals. Butera's RBIs were his first since May 2nd. John Jay followed with an RBI single as the Royals won their first series since taking 3 of 4 from Detroit May 3rd through the 6th. Salvador Perez hammered a first-pitch fastball by Cardinals starter Michael Wacha for his 8th home run of the season to lead off the second inning. And starter Jacob Junis gave up 2 runs in 5 innings while striking out 7. Blaine Boyer pitched a scoreless 9th for the win. Kelvin Herrera earned his 10th save with a perfect 10th. Danny Duffy will kick off a 4-game series this evening at Texas. Duffy is 1-4 with a 6.82 ERA in 6 road starts this season. First pitch tonight at 7:05. Mid-America Network Sports.
Don't count on that thermometer mounted outside your kitchen window to tell the truth. We will share some keys to more meaningful mercury from the Old Farmer's Almanac. Spring is here, and as the weather warms up, we want to enjoy the outdoors, looking and feeling better. But to do that, we must shed those winter pounds. But how do you do that? If you've been battling excess weight and sick and tired of extra pounds, MeltingBelly.com has free information now about the discovery of a new 2-minute ritual, a ritual so powerful, it's saving lives. This 2-minute ritual reverses the symptoms of diabetes, saving people from the effects of heart disease, and restoring youthful energy that was believed to be lost forever. This 2-minute ritual requires no strenuous exercise, no restrictive diets, no dangerous supplements, no special gadgets, and no tasteless foods. But it does remove dangerous pounds of belly fat. For free information, go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. For free access to the 2-minute ritual and restoring your life, visit MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, May 24th, the 144th day of the year. Bob Dylan celebrates his 77th birthday, and Britain's Queen Victoria was born on this day in 1819. Many of us keep an outdoor thermometer as an informal reference on the daily weather, but without correct placement, you won't get very accurate readings. Here's a few tips from the National Weather Service. Place it in a shaded, well-ventilated area over natural grass or a dirt surface about 5 feet above the ground. Keep it at least 100 feet away from any pavement or concrete, and mount your thermometer well away from nearby buildings. The rule of thumb for distance is 4 times the height of any nearby structure. You'll get a much more accurate reading right up there with the pros. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice at almanac.com.
OCZ's Paintworks is a proud supporter of Coins for a Cause and urges everyone to pay it forward. Coins for a Cause was created to help cancer patients and their families by providing direct financial assistance. So come out this Saturday for the 5K fundraiser. OCZ's Paintworks, located 112 Main Street in Seneca.